the podcast for you, the real estate professional. This is One on One, the official Realty One Group podcast powered by One University.
All right. Welcome to another episode of One on One. We are joined by someone we've had on before, a good friend of mine, colleague, coworker, just all of the above, the digital guy, Savag Sarkeesian, our digital director. Welcome.
Howdy.
And Kathy, as always, my
hey,
partner in crime. How
Savag,
are you?
How are you? Doing. How are you guys doing today?
Can't complain. It's starting to get a little chillier in Southern California. So, I mean, I guess it feels like summer's officially gone in November.
What is it, like 79?
No,
78?
we're actually in the high 60s right now.
Okay, that is cool. Yeah. That is cool.
And I don't know if it's for the placebo effect, but he's got the Yule log on in the background.
We do.
You guys can't see
yes,
it. But
we do.
It's keeping us nice and warm.
So we had Savag on as one of our very first episodes to kind of talk the digital dance. We are now crazily going to be closing the end of 2022 quicker than we realized.
Wow.
And Savag and I have kind of been chatting, and he's put together, what do you want to call it, a digital guide to 2023?
Yeah.
And so we're going to deep dive on that. There's also going to be a blog that coincides with this conversation. And so there's going to be a lot of resources for all our listeners available to hit the ground running in 2023 on a digital front.
Yeah, if there's anything we have a lot of, it's resources for everybody to take advantage of. And they're produced concurrently. So everything's frequent, everything's in real time as is going. And when we're talking about digital, it doesn't get any more real time than that.
Right.
Past few years, we're saying, okay, it's time to go digital. You need to do these three things or these five things. What's going to be critical? Get your Google My Business, Google Business profile going. Make sure your social media is all tied up and nice and clean. But now we're entering a whole different era in 2023, even 2022. That's kind of kicked off the thing, how things are going to go.
Yeah.
So it's now is a time for everything. But if you're not digital, you don't exist, as we've said before. So if you're not taking care of the digital responsibilities you have as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a real estate professional, as a broker, you're going to start going down the wrong way in the tunnel.
But even to like even further expand on that, you and I talk about this all the time. The trends are constantly changing. And so right now, like I'm going off of the notes that you sent over. Like one of the things that people need to use as a very, very, very lucrative tool is video. And in particular, like using Reels. Can you kind of like discuss that a little bit further?
Yeah. And you know, nice little pun, get real.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people want to consume. It's, as we see through the past couple of years, people have been attached to video, and it's video in short form content, which is a lot of the social media platforms have adjusted their platforms to their users. So it's up to the person using it and the person creating the content as a business person to get their word out. What kind of video content are they going to push?
Mm-hmm.
The demand has shifted. They don't want anything really written. They don't have the time. People's attention spans have gotten shorter and shorter every year. So they want to hear the core of it. They want to be entertained, and they want to have this information in a fun way.
Would you also argue that they want something that they can relate to? So something that's actually organic, unscripted, real is something that they can relate to?
Yeah, they follow you for a reason. Mm-hmm. If it's your friends, your clients, your network, your family, your coworkers, there's a reason why they follow you. So you want to make sure that you have the output content that they're looking for and to absorb something that's informational and of course valid.
Yeah.
But you're saying it and putting it in a fun and entertaining way, because that's what social media is.
And I think it's important that we stress embracing imperfection, because I think in our industry, we stress, it's such a double-edged sword. We stress you have to have the perfect photos of the house, and you have to have the perfect lighting, and everything needs to be staged, and everything needs to look just right. And is it true that for video, it's just the opposite? People want real, they want authentic, they want they want imperfection because it's relatable.
Well, user-generated content, right?
Yeah.
And you look at what gets shared. What are some of the things that, like, I send you or we share across the network or we're pushing out? It's stuff that's genuine. It's fun. It's people being themselves in the moment. If something's too scripted, if it's something that's going to look too artificial and fake, you're not going to get the love. You're not going to get an additional person following you. You're not going to get another person looking at that reel or that video or that content.
Yeah. I want to talk about another thing that you are constantly pushing, and it's being local. I want, like, elaborate on it further, but I know, like, it's kind of obvious, right, Kathy? We know that as a real estate professional, you're supposed to be the quote unquote expert in your community for all things real estate and for pretty much all things about the community, right? Saval, can you kind of talk about that from a digital perspective?
Being local has always been the core of any business, any entrepreneur, any one person out there trying to gain business and drive revenue and drive focus to what their services that they're providing. It started years ago when we said, you need to get your Google My Business profile up and going. You need to get that straight. You need to put your information on there. You need to connect it to your website. And then you have your website that has all the information resources of what communities you serve, the information you can provide your audience. Now, time is of the essence to be even more local because the way that Google, Meta is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, the way they function and the way they serve recommended articles, the way they serve recommended content is based off of your behavior. They see the locations that you're in. They see what you've been searching for and if you've done any location-specific searches. And then they're going to start recommending content to you that's relative to your location. So if someone is saying or looking and researching real estate market in a city and state, they're, you know, Google, Meta, whatever, they're going to take that as a learning opportunity for what how you're acting online to provide you with what they're going to recommend that you start consuming. So what are they going to start consuming? If it's not your content, it's going to be somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So take the time to produce that content. And whether it's been at summits, base camps, or, you know, or workshops that we've had, I've stressed block off time to create that content. And you don't have to release it all at once, but have a repository, have a library of content where you can say, oh, great, this is a perfect opportunity to post this. It's about my local community. It's about the market. It can be about what's going on. And if you run into an article that's from a validated and trusted source, you can put a couple words onto that and then reshare it.
You know, the average move is 8 to 14 miles. Did you know that in the U.S. Wow. domestically, the average move when someone moves, I mean, so we think as realtors, we tend to think there, we need a referral base. We need, because people are moving into another state, into another city. Mm-hmm. How does that impact what you're saying?
It's interesting you say that because Google and other platforms, they have anywhere from a 15 to 25 mile radius on how they keep the content relative to you. So if you're in an area, if it's a suburb or you're far away from a locality of or a big market, they're going to go, okay, what's the next one to you? And then they're going to look through their database and say, okay, what's within 15 miles? What's within 25 miles? In a reverse situation, as a business, you can set your digital ads, you can, your profiles to go out 15 miles. So that 8 to 14 mile statistic that you said, that all plays in together and mesh as well when you're creating your digital strategy.
So we've kind of been talking about this digital strategy, and I think we've been talking about it from using social media as your main tool, right, digitally. But also, and this is something that we offer to all of the agents at Realty One Group, is the OneSuite website.
Right.
I want you to, I know we have a pretty good adoption rate of this, but we obviously want it to be 100% of our agents using it. So can you kind of talk about how lucrative that is as a tool?
Well, if you're not using the OneSuite platform, my question is why?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? It's a Taylor Twelman moment. What are you doing?
Right.
Because it's everything's there. It's your digital hub. You can put your blogs on there. It has your listings. It has a feed. It's backed by corporate SEO. There's a lot of work going on the back end to make sure that everything's being ranked properly on the tech specs of things. And if you're using it, I encourage you to keep doing the workshops to take it to the next level. Right now, it's a time where you could do that. There's no excuse not to. When I have, you know, I have some one-on-one talks with some people to go over their digital strategy, a lot of times I just hear excuses that they're setting it up as a blocker so they don't have to do it. There are resources out there where you can do it. There are learning opportunities and short snippets on how to function the OneSuite, add pages.
Yeah.
We're talking about posting blogs and being local. Post your content on there and then share that on your social media. Easy content to do it. So if you're not one of the people who are not using this OneSuite, you're focusing on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to drive your business in the wrong direction because this is your digital hub. You can put your social media profiles on there. You can post some of your YouTube videos if you have a YouTube channel, and extra credit if you do, because that is a big gainer for SEO.
Yeah.
And being a in your local market, we talked about local content earlier, having a YouTube channel, putting videos about your location, even if it's a tour of the town, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
And you can post it on the OneSuite website.
It's, I know you always say make digital your thing, and we kind of set it up on a, like on a T-ball for these people, right? With OneSuite. Kathy, is there, can you speak to other real estate brands, some of our competitors, do they offer something like this?
All brands have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me just be honest. I know that our adoption rate is almost 2.5 times. Adoption rate of product, OneSuite being one, is about 2.5 times the average. I think that's because, number one, we have very passionate people, like Savag, who are speaking to it and who are teaching to it. I think another thing is because of the educational tools we have around it, which Savag referenced as far as tutorials and assignment and the support staff that we have through One Support and One University. We just have a lot of tools at your fingertips, and there is no reason for excuse. I mean, it's, and I'm going to get personal and step on some toes, but it's like people who buy leads versus work in their sphere of influence.
Right.
You know, when you work outside of digital, it's like, let me work as hard as I can and not attain the success I need by not using what has been basically given to me. So, I mean, you know, back to the point, all companies have stuff. It's just, we've got stuff better that's more easily adaptable more than adoptable. Yeah. I think both.
And it's a flexible platform too.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about being local, and being local starts with being digital. Now we have been in a digital age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have stats like 89 to 91% of transactions start with a Google search, and how do you appear on a Google search? I had somebody come up to me at Basecamp and say, how can I start appearing for this city and state?
Yeah.
Well, produce the content and put it on your OneSuite site. They didn't have a OneSuite site. And they were like, okay, I'm going to go start implementing my OneSuite site. I'm going to go get it ready. But what's next? And there's, you know, you can get a lot of ideas from a lot of places. The One Marketplace is a good place where we have a bunch of partners, and there's some partners in there that are specifically for digital. And even if it's just to get some rough ideas for them to plan it out and strategize, the time is now to do that. So you know what you're going to be getting into in 2023 and start that year off with a bang.
Well, I think also you just want to backtrack really quick. What you were saying is, yeah, so you build your website, right? You start creating really, really good content, but then it doesn't just stop there. It has to become part of your weekly routine. It has to become part of your business. And I think that that's something that really, really needs to be stressed.
Yeah, being disciplined,
yeah,
and being structured and being organized. Have a plan. You have a plan for your business, I hope. Mm-hmm. you have, you know, you're doing your homework to build your business plan. You're going through what you can sort of forecast mm-hmm. and do. And you're looking at it saying, okay, how do I get there? And yeah. Some people want to do shortcuts, and it's freaking right there on your lap. Like it's being handed to you on a platter where you can take it and use it as your hub, like your digital resource hub, and start networking online.
Well, for everyone that's listening and watching right now, you can see and hear Savak's passion. So please, please, absolutely. Please, if you are not using OneSuite already, please use it.
You know, here's what I would recommend for the discipline part. We've got what, 6 weeks, maybe less than 6 working weeks until the first of the year.
That's scary.
Please don't start it January. Please yeah. don't start this plan January. And hope is not a plan. Intention is. I think, Savag, to your point, you need to be very intentional with the actions you take. I would encourage everybody over the next 6 weeks, when you look at this, adopt one thing per week. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to try to get to a mastery level overnight. Just one, you know, if you implement one thing per week by the first of the year, you will have a habit. You will have a system. You will have things in place. The only way to have a great Q1, Josh, we say this frequently. The only way to have a great Q1 is to finish strong.
Yeah.
You know, have a great Q4. So I think, Savag, to your point, these kind of practices, just starting with the discipline, and if it's heavy lifting at first, just condition, you know, just figure out how you can do it to make it work for you.
And we talk about discipline. We summit in 2022, we had Eric Thomas mm-hmm. come out and talk about that and instill the what we set up, like I said earlier, as blockers. And then it's like, why are you doing that? And you can't. And then he went and had everybody say, you can, you must, you will. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you must and you will do if you want your business to succeed, yeah. if you want that growth.
I think that's a perfect springboard to the last thing that I know you wanted to talk about, and that's networking. The three of us were in Austin a couple weeks ago for Basecamp, and we got to see in person some of like our broker owners network with other people from other networks and learn from them and whatever else and inspire them. And so I do think that there's a level of inspiration and encouragement that some of these people might need, and that you can get online digitally by building your network and seeing what they're doing and seeing what's working in their market. And Savag, I want you to kind of like maybe deep dive on that a little bit of what's the best way to build your network digitally.
It's about outreach. How would you do it in person? You know, how was it done before you really went digital?
Yeah.
You did a lot of outreach, but don't do it in a way where it's going to be too commercialized, mm-hmm. Where you're trying to pitch something, but do it in a genuine way. Like we saw in person at Basecamp, where I know after the workshops that Kathy had with Mark, people were going after that during the break and reaching out to people and saying, hey, let's connect. They're sharing contact information, and then they were having their own little breakouts after and during right. the breaks to do that. You can take that and put it online. You can LinkedIn is a great way to farm and look at and locate people even in your community. Mm-hmm. You can network with and expand that network. It's vital. If you want to grow your clients and your leads organically, that you're available online to have that two-way conversation, to be that trusted resource in real estate, in your community, even if it's peer-to-peer networking across, you know, coast to coast for anybody that's going to be relocating, there's some shared resources, some shared love to have there.
Yeah. Kathy, what do you think?
I love that. And I do it now, do it today. There will be more networking and more sharing, both physically, one-on-one, digitally. Between now and the end of the year, you'll see more of your sphere of influence than any other time. Update your stuff. Have everything updated and have it correct, whether it be your LinkedIn, your social media. People need to be able to find you and do it now, because they're going to be scratching and sniffing through the holidays because they're going to run into you.
Yep. Oh, I agree. I think that there's a lot to digest from everything that
there's a lot to unpack here. We need to have Savad come back.
Yeah, I if possible, maybe listen to this episode with subtitles on. I don't know if that's possible.
I know.
Savad, thank you as always for your passion, expertise, talent, friendship, everything. You're the man. And we're going to have you back on very, very shortly.
Always
and thank you. You know, for me, thank you for making such a difficult conversation so easy, because you just explain it in a way and you help me to relate to it. Because I think that's, and I'm going to use my age, I think baby boomer realtors are probably more resistant than millennials. So thank you for helping the old people. You make it easy, friend. Thank you.
That's been my thing all my career is trying to do that. And glad to be here. Glad to be a resource. I'm here. Cool. Love you all.
Thank you, Savag. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We thank you for joining us today on another episode of One on One, a Realty One Group podcast. We are powered by One.U and ask if you have suggestions, recommendations, or questions, please email learning@realtyonegroup.com. And remember, pay close attention to the details, listen to understand, not respond, and always be a resource, not a sales pitch.